From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into another edition of DeKalb Business Today. This is our monthly Power Lunch edition, where we profile local food and drink industry-related businesses. My name is Matt Holmes, along with executive producer Jason Becknell. We'll introduce our panel coming up in just a second, but want to remind you that we are on social media. Find us at facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. Follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. Of course, you'll find our podcasts each week on our website, DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com, or a free download on iTunes as well. Let's go ahead and introduce our panel right now. A diverse group from around DeKalb County. We got some restaurateurs. We have a food blogger as well. We'll start with Leanne Miller, the general manager of Iberian Pig here in Decatur. Leanne, we appreciate having you here.
Thanks for having me.
So we'll talk about your restaurant in a second, but first, I'm not sure that a lot of people understand what it is that a general manager of a restaurant, part of a restaurant group, does. Talk about some of your responsibilities.
Well, you pretty much have to be willing to do everything, and you have to love everything about it. You do everything from managing people, hiring, also just the daily operations of running the restaurant, the marketing. You bus a few tables, you run around. It's you have to have a passion for it and absolutely love it.
You're a utility player, I guess.
Exactly.
Talk about the Castellucci Hospitality Group. How many restaurants do you have around the area?
Currently, we have four restaurants. We have Sugo located in Johns Creek. We also have Double Zero in Sandy Springs, just off or on Roswell Road. We just opened Cooks and Soldiers located in West Midtown, and then the Iberian Pig is about to celebrate its 6-year anniversary.
And what's the benefit of having that team of restaurants together?
Well, in this particular restaurant group, because it is family-owned and operated, we function a little bit different than a lot of corporations that have been established over time under a corporate structure. We still have their involvement 7 days a week, and that makes all of the difference in the world. When you see that level of passion within the businesses, it kind of, you know, it's contagious among all of the staff members. They see that people are very involved and they want to be the same. They're very passionate about what they do.
Very cool. We'll look forward to talking more about the Iberian Pig and some of our favorite dishes there, because there are quite a few.
So we'll
talk about that coming up in just a second. Our second guest is Hildy Friese from the Village Corner right there in Stone Mountain. Hildy, we appreciate having you here.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit about the history, because your restaurant has been there for a long time.
40 years is a pretty long time in Atlanta. We've seen a lot of others come and go. So, and we've been in Stone Mountain for the whole time. We moved from my kitchen to a back room to our own building, and then up the street to the corner where we are now. And we've been there for 30 years and expanded from a very small place with just a few tables added on. Built the tavern just before the Olympics, and then started last year in October to brew our own beer.
So you were around for the Olympics, your restaurant was. Talk a little bit about that, and this is almost 20 years ago, hard to believe, but that influx of people, because, you know, people might forget Stone Mountain area was used for some of the Olympic events.
Yes.
Was it crazy?
It was crazy. At first, it was very, very slow because there was so much hype of how busy it would be in Atlanta, so a lot of people fled the town, literally. And then reverse advertising was done, and then we were busy. Our girls cried every night at 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. when they went home. Just, yes, but it was great. It was really great. And actually, we saw a lot of the international trainers and athletes already like 3 months before, because they started to get acclimated. And that was a lot of fun. I kept a diary at that time, and I have a lot of entries in that book that I can't read. I can't read Japanese.
That's awesome. Some great stories that I'm sure we'll get to coming up over the course of the show. Our third guest is Maria Pinkleton. You'll find her work at mariapinkleton.com. She's on Twitter at mpinkleton. She describes herself as a foodie and a blogger. What's the difference between what you do and a food critic that you would read in the paper?
I think the words that I put onto the web come from a place of a love of food and a love of eating, where a critic would go in and judge this and judge that, and possibly compare it to others, and can be kind of cynical. I am very open-minded. And just am in for it for the experience. Food is really an experience for me. So it's a lot of love.
How did you get to that point? How did you get to the point where food is your business?
I guess it would be the fact that, first of all, me and my husband moved here for the food. We were living in Midtown and needed a place that was very walkable. Loved the restaurants in Midtown and came here on my birthday. And we're sitting in Leon's and we're like, we need to be here. And it's ever changing, obviously. But there's so much. I like to write, and it's really easy to write about what you love. And there's always something new, something changing here in DeKalb County and in Decatur. So I just take advantage of it and start typing.
You write about what you love, but even what you love, sometimes there are unpleasant experiences. Have you had that? What is it about a restaurant maybe that will leave you with a bad taste in your mouth when you've had a bad experience?
Usually it's a service.
Yeah.
Service trumps everything. Even if a meal came out cold, if they are more than helpful in heating it up, making you a new dish, you want a free appetizer, it's all about the service. Definitely.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Today, the Power Lunch Edition here on DeKalb Business Radio. Matt Holmes here with our panel of guests. And let's get back to Leanne Miller, the General Manager of Iberian Pig, because Maria brings up that concept, and it's in the name of your company, the Castellucci Hospitality Group. And it seems like as I get older, the service that you get in a restaurant seems to matter just as much or maybe more so than the actual food. What kind of processes do you go through? Obviously, you talked about hiring, but with training your employees to make sure they have a great experience.
Well, I mean, you know, you can have a very structured training program in place. For me, I'm not a huge fan of that. I like giving people the tools and the parameters to work within and give them the outcome that you're wanting to have. The level of passion usually happens when people are self-educated and they want to invest their time and they want to be a part of something that maybe they didn't quite understand completely before. You know, some people, you know, came to us having never been in a restaurant before, so they didn't really understand the industry. You know, if you were to ask them, you know, in an interview process, you know, where they would want to go for a special occasion for dinner, they might choose a local establishment. And then after the course of being with us for a couple of years, if you ask that same question, you know, they're probably going to mention something that's a little bit more globally known or a little bit more culinary driven as opposed to just a place where their parents had taken them, you know, growing up. And so their passion for the industry and really understanding what it is that we get to do every single day grows. And that is when your students become teachers. And when you allow for people to kind of work within those parameters and you're not giving them hourly, daily training tasks, they seem to catch on a little bit more. And I feel like, you know, I've been very fortunate with the staff that I have. And a lot of that comes to the initial people decisions that you make on a daily basis. Those are, I think, the most important decisions that we make in a company is our people decisions. And if people become passionate about what you're doing, then training kind of just happens.
And there's an additional challenge for your service staff because they've got to be experts on the many beers you're serving, the many wines that you offer, not to mention the menu, which is a unique menu as well.
It is a unique menu. It's a different language, and it can be extremely intimidating when someone first joins us, whether they are a guest or a staff member. So it takes a long time, sometimes you can come out of a training process within 2 weeks. Some of our, you know, staff members have been with us for months before that happens. And they understand the value of that because when we're asking our guests to trust us with a cuisine that they're not used to, with a language that they're not used to, with things that they can't pronounce on a menu, that's a lot to ask of someone, especially when they drive to Decatur. It's not easy to park all of the time. They have to walk sometimes in the rain to get to us. And by that time, we need to deliver on a solid dining experience, you know, something that they're going to take away with them and be, you know, feel like they learned something, feel like that they, you know, experience something that they want to share with their friends, you know, at a later date. And, you know, so it's very important for us to know our menu inside and out, and hopefully our guests have been able to see that.
Talk about being in Decatur, because you mentioned you've been here about 6 years, right there on the square. It's a fantastic location.
It really is. And it wasn't the original location that that they were looking for. It just worked out really well. You know, not much was really on the square 6 years ago. We're about to celebrate our 6-year anniversary on the Decatur Square, and we've been able to see it grow so much with all of the other businesses that have come in. There are fantastic restaurants on the square, and we've become a dining destination in Georgia. We've had guests join us from Chattanooga, you know, who've come into town, you know, just to experience you know, great places like the Brickstore Pub and other places throughout Decatur that have become landmarks. And it's really fun to feel like, you know, we're pioneers in that. And to see the talent coming in now is just, it's wonderful.
One of the cool things, obviously, you're appealing to a broad audience, but I'm on the Iberian Pig email list, and when we've had the rare snow events that we have, mm-hmm. and everything's shut down, you guys will send out emails and say, look, we're members of the Decatur neighborhood here. If you can walk here, if you can sled here, if you can get here, come on in. We'll do grilled cheese and tomato soup. That's really cool to be a part of a community like that.
It's very cool. If you look back at, you know, Frank Castellucci's original email, you know, his poetry is pretty hilarious. But it's great to actually be able to do that. And, you know, in doing that, you know, it's very important that the safety of the guests and the safety of the staff is taken into consideration when, you know, they're telling people to stay off the street. So, you know, if we can put our staff up at a local hotel or whatever in order to make that happen, or, you know, ride MARTA, you know, it's so convenient in Decatur to actually be able to do all of those things. So if we can, we will.
We've got a big event coming up in downtown Decatur this weekend with the Book Festival. Mm-hmm. Are there certain festivals, certain events in and around the square there in Decatur that impact your business more than others?
Well, the Decatur Book Festival is an amazing event. I mean, 87,000 people projected coming into town this week specifically for this. And yes, there are other things going on in town like Dragon Con and things like that, which are pretty awesome. But you know, the book festival, you know, the guests that it brings into town, they're very open-minded. They're wanting to learn. They love education. So they love education through culinary experiences as well. So it's fun for us to have that audience. So that is certainly a big deal. The other events that certainly affect business, the beer festival, wine festival, and then also the graduations. You know, when Emery and Agnes Scott graduate, it's usually a pretty big week for us.
Talk to me about Restaurant Week in Decatur.
Okay. Restaurant Week in Decatur is something that just started last year. We were very fortunate to kind of, you know, join forces with the other local establishments and kind of create something from scratch. And I'm so excited about it. It's coming up again the first week in October this year. And, you know, we're trying to kind of create something that's unique, because Restaurant Week, you know, all throughout Atlanta and other cities across the country, you know, you might be able to drive to one establishment and experience a dining experience there. But here you actually have the ability to include your retail businesses that are on the square as well, which, you know, is fun to incorporate everybody, as well as maybe even progressive dining. That was my original thought process when we were coming up with this, was to allow everyone who makes the effort to come down here to find parking, you know, to be able to go to one establishment, maybe start there, and then, you know, walk to the next one, and really make it a progressive dining experience, which would be completely unique to Restaurant Weeks all over Atlanta.
That's very cool. Leanne Miller, the general manager of Iberian Pig. Follow them on Twitter at Iberian Pig. And you can find them online, iberianpigatl.com. Or better yet, just go right down there in the square and check them out in person. Leanne, we appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And let's get back with our second guest now, Hildy Friese from the Corner Tavern there in Stone Mountain. Talk to us a little bit about the restaurant, because this is a unique space. You have the indoor and the outdoor seating, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Talk to us about the concept.
Correct. We started off as a bakery. When we moved to Atlanta, it wasn't like it is today, Leanne. Atlanta was a culinary wasteland. That's what I called. And we couldn't even find really crusty bread. So I started baking my own. And then when 74, the downturn happened, and my husband lost his job, I just let everybody know, I'm sorry I can't give all this bread away anymore, but I'll make it for 60 cents a loaf. And it snowballed. There was no money for anything left except just starting a back room with an oven and a rack and a table and me. And it took off very, very quickly. And from there we grew. After less than 2 years, we went into our own building and delivered bread all over Atlanta wholesale, and we were the first all-natural bakery. There was no bread without preservatives at that time in Atlanta. So we did an awful lot of education, including right around us in Stone Mountain. And then when the corner became available, we realized that bakery wasn't enough. We really wanted to expand and be a German restaurant. We had seen a couple German restaurants come and go, and we felt there's no reason for them to go. And I'm from Bavaria. Our kitchen is very South German. And I need to say that because Germany has about 5 different ethnic areas. So if anybody has been in other areas and they come in, this is not German food. Yes, it is. It's just from the South.
How long have you been here in the States?
I have been here 50 years.
Wow.
Didn't start out as a restaurateur. It all just happened. And it really happened and really grew when my son came out of culinary school. He went to Charleston and Wales in Charleston. And he had food in his veins. Like we all know, when you love food, you're a foodie and everything turns around that. And especially with a European background, I feel that food is so much part of every festivity. It doesn't happen without it. So why not do it well?
Now, we talk about location. Leanne mentioned the Iberian Pig obviously benefits from a lot of the events in downtown Decatur and around the square. With your location, you're right there a stone's throw away from Stone Mountain. You got the Yellow Daisy Festival coming up, and they have festivals all year round. I would imagine that impacts your business as well.
Correct. That was one of the reasons why we stayed where we are, didn't move into upscale areas. We love the park. And we do get a lot of spillover from all the festivals in the park. Yellow Daisy is coming up, and then in October it's the Highland Games. And we have our own Oktoberfest in between 3 weekends, which is always a big thing. We have bands out, stage on our outdoor area, German costume dancers. We really play it up. And now that we're brewing our own beer, everybody's so excited.
Yeah, my executive producer will kill me if I don't ask, because he's a big beer aficionado. Your Oktoberfest, your brewery, when did you start all that?
We started the brewery. We finally got all the licenses late October last year.
Wow.
So it's been almost a year now. And that is really my son's baby, I have to say. He's working on recipes, and right now he's trying to just brew as much as he can of the Oktoberfest beer, because that's the big thing coming up. It's also really a year-round favorite, and his Double Bock is fantastic. It's a dark beer, and it's a little bit high in alcohol. Oh, it's yummy.
Talking with Hilde Fries from the Village Corner in Stone Mountain here on the Power Lunch edition of DeKalb Business Today. I'll tell you, you do some really good German food, but for me, if you got to go there for one meal, I love the pancake at breakfast. Talk to me a little bit about the breakfast aspect of it. I think it probably ties into the bakery as well.
It certainly does. And yes, I agree. Our breakfast is wonderful. And as you know, we have an outdoor seating area. We have about 50 seats on the deck. So on a nice Sunday morning, bring your newspaper and just enjoy a wonderful brunch. My son does wonderful egg dishes. Of course, we have our hot meals. A lot of Southerners like to have their main meal in the middle of the day. You can do that too. We even pack sandwiches if you want to go to the park.
That's very cool. I would imagine with your business with the bakery, you get busier at different times of the year, probably around Christmas, right?
It used to be Christmas because of our baked goods. It is not anymore. It's now October because of Oktoberfest. Wow. We cater out a lot of Oktoberfest items, offices, private parties. And our girls show up in costumed German dresses. So we always give references for the people we have that play German music. So the background is all there. It's as authentic as it can be.
Do you ever travel back to Germany to make sure that you're staying, you know, tied in? I know that you're from there, but if you're away for long enough, you might lose a little bit of that.
I go about once a year.
Really?
Yes. And all my kids have been. They've been where I grew up, and they love it. The first time my daughter went, she came back, and she was 12 years old. She said, "Mom, why did you leave? Other people go to those places on vacation."
What's the conversation like when you have, and I would imagine you do have customers who come in, who are native Germans, maybe they're tourists from Germany. What do they say to you about the food and the experience they're getting there?
They love it. We get a lot of compliments, and probably the cutest compliment I had ever had was several years ago. Three elderly ladies came in when I was still young, and they looked at the Weisswurst we have, which is a Munich specialty, and Munich is so snooty about it that they don't serve it after 12 o'clock of the day. It has to be freshly made that morning, served, and then after that it's old. And they saw it on the menu and they kind of snickered. And I walked by and I says, "Everything all right?" Weisswurst in Atlanta? Really? So I said, "I'm going to invite you to one." Served it like they do in South Germany in a hot water bath so it does not get cold, especially when you eat outdoors. It's cooler there, so you don't want to have warm sausage. And they called me back to the table afterwards, and I thought, okay, now I'm going to get it. And they were so complimentary. One of the ladies said, "This is as good, if not better, as in Munich." And I have to say there, we are really, really lucky. We get all of our sausages from Patak. Mr. Patak has handed it over to his daughter, but he grew up, I think, in Hungary and did a butcher apprenticeship in Austria. So he learned all that stuff the way I know it and the way I grew up, and it's really wonderful.
That's fantastic. You can find out for yourself at the Village Corner right there in Stone Mountain. Check him out online. The GermanRestaurant.com is the website, GermanRestaurant.com. They're also on Facebook as well. Hilde Friese from the Village Corner, we appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
All right, so let's circle back with Maria Pinkleton, our foodie and our blogger from MariaPinkleton.com. Talk to me about some of the best restaurant experiences you've had in DeKalb County.
We continue to go back to the Brick Store. That is kind of our mainstay. And we specifically moved to Decatur because of quick access to,
sure,
to Brick Store. In the wintertime, when they have the fireplace going in there and it's packed full of people and you can get a nice little melted brie cheese with some apples on the side, it is a beautiful interior. I mean, it's a beautiful space that they're in. But to be in there or to go up to their Belgian bar and just kind of get tucked away in a little nook with good conversation, no TVs, it is an amazing experience.
What are some of the new restaurants, new experiences coming on the horizon in DeKalb County?
I am really excited about a redo, Las Brasas, which was in a tiny little room about as big as this room, closer to Agnes Scott. They moved to the spot where Burnt Fork was.
Yeah.
And they will have full service, full bar. And their Facebook page just says, "Be patient. We're coming. But I'm really excited to get their chicken again because that was great for takeout, to take home to the family as an alternative to the usual Publix bag with the two sides. I'm also really excited to see what happens with the Paper Plane space. Paper Plane is closed. And I was very saddened by that. According to their website, it's going to be something luau-y, Hawaiian-y. So I'm really excited to see what they do in that space. I'm also really in love with the restaurants that are popping up over at Town Brookhaven. There's some really yummy spots over there. People usually just go over. We went over to Costco, and then we go home. But there is so much more to have. There's a great seafood place over there called Shucks. It does an amazing oyster happy hour in the evening. So there's several new things that are popping up, and I'll be interested to see what restaurants open up once the Ford factory movie studio, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure there'll be many good eats to be had over there too. So
what sets the DeKalb food scene apart from all the rest of Georgia?
I think it's, as a starting off point, would have to be Buford Highway. I mean, we have every nationality known to man represented within DeKalb County, but a lot of them are serving up food on Buford Highway. And so between them there, and we have so many people who are from other countries, as you see in Clarkston, which, everyone
Absolutely.
Is from everywhere. We have so many different people offering their version of what they love, what they eat. And so I think that really sets us apart because we have such a cluster of so many people here.
Now, I know you want to talk about beers. You mentioned before the show your husband is a brewer. Other than going to your house, where can people who may want to experience some good local brews, where can they go?
I would have to say, well, obviously you would go to Twain's to have their own brew. I am a huge fan, obviously, of Brickstore. They are really friendly there for newer palates.
And that's important. There are a lot of people who aren't into the beer thing, but they want to be educated.
Exactly. And if you find something that you love there and you want to maybe venture out and actually get bottles or get a bigger small growler, there is a shop called Taps, a growler shop. That is in the shopping center at the corner of North Decatur and Claremont. I forget the name of that shopping center. But it is a great growler shop. They do not charge you for samples, as some people do charge you for a little taster. And they really are open to educating you about the difference between the heavier beers and maybe a lighter kind of summer weight beer that someone who is used to something a little more traditional, it would be a good gateway for them to go into craft beer.
What's the best thing you've ever tasted?
Recently it was the house made pork rinds with a side of pimento cheese.
Interesting.
At Palookaville. And it is bad news. Mm-hmm. It is served fresh out of the grease. It is popping when they set it on the table. And it has a couple of calories in it.
As a foodie, is there anything you're not willing to try?
You know, I would have to say no. I went to McCann, is that how you pronounce it? A couple of weeks back and sat at the bar, and they had a special on this weird cloudy rice beer drink. It was half off. Mm-hmm. And when am I ever going to be offered this weird, I couldn't even read anything on the bottle, but of course I'm going to try that. And they served it in this little brass bowl, and it was in a little tea kettle, and it was amazing. It was like nothing I had ever tasted before. So you have to be willing to go out on a limb and take a sample.
Now, I guess there are certain limitations on what you're eating and drinking in DeKalb County. If it's an Anthony Bourdain type situation, you're traveling to other countries, you're willing to try any of these delicacies?
I have really expanded my mind.
Okay.
And just try it. You know, your mom, when you were growing up, you would say, I don't want liver, I don't want Brussels sprouts. She says, just try it. I, for one, hated Brussels sprouts growing up, but when I had them, you know, served with blue cheese and bacon,
they do need to be doctored. I'll say that, yeah.
So, I've learned to just try it.
Yeah.
Just try it.
The website is mariapinkleton.com. You can follow her on Twitter at mpinkleton. Maria, we appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Leanne, I want to circle back with you. We had an interesting conversation before the show started about serving kids. Now, your restaurant is, I would think of it as an upscale restaurant. It's a very nice restaurant. And a lot of those types of restaurants are not kid friendly. You mentioned that you guys don't have a kid menu, but you do something that I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. It started a few years ago, really, when we, you know, we decided that having a kids menu was not the way to go for us. Our menu is kind of out there for kids who are, you know, used to, you know, the traditional chicken fingers and hot dogs and things of that nature. And all of that's fine. But when we're asking, you know, them to kind of broaden their horizons with a cuisine that they've never experienced before, it's such an experience for the chef to actually come out to the table, sit down with the kid, make them feel so special, talk to them about things that they like, and maybe talk them into trying some new things. And, you know, it makes them a guest for life. It also helps, you know, make the parents more comfortable about bringing their kids out to dinner. You know, I had mentioned before, we had a child who had every allergy under the sun, who is still a fantastic guest of ours. And they're, you know, because of the allergies, you know, if as long as you're mindful of those things, the trust that the parents have in coming to your establishment just makes them want to come back over and over again. And that's just such a huge thing for us, to be able to honor those little kids and, you know, help them understand that food can be a lot of fun and teach them all about a cuisine that maybe they wouldn't normally be willing to try.
As we wrap up, what is the one dish that you would have to have, you personally, at the Iberian Pig?
You know, it depends on the day. It's one dish. That's tough. I think my favorite thing is the French toast. It's the Hudson Valley foie gras over the brioche French toast, that the Lavender mascarpone, blackberry gastrique, and a little bourbon barrel aged maple syrup, and a little fleur de sel over the top. You can't go wrong with foie.
Where are the bacon wrap dates?
you know, or the bacon.
I can vouch for that. Hildy, at the Village Corner, what's the one dish that people have to try? I'll give you a couple answers here because you have the bakery and then you have the rest of the restaurant. What's the one thing people have to try?
Especially when couples come in, they love our sausage plates because they have all the meats on it and they can share. It's a huge platter that's served with serving spoons, so you take off what you want. The other one, of course, is our Reuben sandwich. We do it on our own marble rye bread. Carl cures his own corned beef, and he does it now with some beer in it. So we will, the next printing, it will be not Reuben, it will be called a Brubin.
That's awesome.
So, and that's for lunch and for dinner favorite. It's a huge warm sandwich served with the German potato salad and a big meal. Even so, it's a sandwich, it's a big meal.
And that's the way it ought to be.
Yes.
Hildy,
yes.
Friese from the Village Corner in Stone Mountain. You can find them at germanrestaurant.com. Maria Pinkleton, food blogger from mariapinkleton.com. Follow her on Twitter at mpinkleton. And Leanne Miller, the general manager of Iberian Pig here in Decatur. The website's iberianpigatl.com. They're on Twitter at Iberian Pig. Ladies, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of DeKalb Business Today, the Power Lunch Edition. We'll be back here next Friday at 10 a.m. with another great show with some of the top business leaders from in and around DeKalb County. Until then, for executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time here on DeKalb Business Today.